everyone. Well, it has been forever, and already there is already background noise. Off to a great start. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Lone Wolf Podcast here, where it used to be the show where I talk about literally anything and everything that's going on in my life and pop culture and basically anything for that matter. But I kind of took a sabbatical, and I took a break, okay? And there's a reason behind that. I was just bored with my life. There wasn't really anything interesting going on, you know? It was just not great. I haven't been feeling great, if I'm gonna be honest here. I haven't been feeling my best. But I think I'm okay to where I think I can talk about it on the podcast. I know it has been forever, and I apologize for that. But when you're at home and you're doing nothing and you're trying to be okay with yourself and being unemployed for a very long time, it every day just feels the same and everything like that. But yeah, so as of now, I'm kind of mentally broken inside, unemployed, and find out that, oh, you can make 10K a month with making a podcast, and I'm like, what baloney? What straight up baloney is this? Because I've been at it for a long time, and let's just say, it took me 2 years to make $15 on Anchor. 2 years. You really think I'm able to make 10K a month? Please. If I was able to make 10K a month, I wouldn't be upset and depressed with my life right now. I would have been happy. I would have been able to make more content and talk about stuff and everything like that. I would have had special guests on or whatever the case may be. But no, I have not been talking to people. I've been sad. I've been depressed. I'm unemployed and broke at the same time. So, yeah, I think I'm at a point where I hit rock bottom and just, I hit rock bottom and being very desperate right now. The things that money makes you do, they make you desperate and greedy, and you feel like, oh, well, I have this one thing that I can maybe put all my money on, even though it's not. But yeah, but since I am currently unemployed and broke right now, I do have links that you can go to donate to me or buy my merch, get clothes out of it. I have a merch link at the bottom of this episode's description, as well as a donation link where you can donate me $1, $5, or $10 a month. It is very greatly appreciated, especially now. It would be nice to have some money, but, you know, I get it. People are broke. People don't have money to spend, and I do get that. I think the economy just sucks right now. It does. It really does. But I get it if you are in a position where you're unable to financially support yourself, or you just blew it up for some weird reason. Free way to do it is just listen to my episodes, but if you want to buy my merch, please do. If you want to donate to me, please do, because I think I'm at a breaking point right now where I feel like money is the one thing that keeps me sane and everything like that, which, yeah, money, everyone needs it, huh? Everyone's like, student loans, not a thing, and borrowing, and blah. And here I am, just like, I have like less than $20 in my bank account right now, and kind of need some financial support. But a lot of people, when they want money, they don't give it to other people. They normally spend it on themselves and then to other people. Ah! Yeah. I don't know. Now I get triggered with the word money now and just get very annoyed because I'm like, oh, I wish I had some right now, but yeah, so losing my money, not spending it well, you know, I tried to micromanage it and then blow it up on something that I thought would help me, and then actually hurt me more than it needed it to be, which was therapy. I tried therapy and kind of wasted it on one therapy session, which I get that therapy can be good for you and everything like that, but I was dumb and didn't know any better, and yeah, but I think I just was at a point where I didn't want to call my friends if I had any to be like, hey, I need someone to talk to. But then I also remember, I think everyone right now is starting school, so you know, I am not in college right now. I don't think I want to go to college right now for the sole reason that I just don't really want to think about college. And I know people are like, college is like the greatest way for you to get money and everything like that, or it will help you and everything like that. But here's the thing. My mental health is BS right now. My mental health ain't great. It got worse as soon as when 2021 hit, and it just hasn't been great for me. And when I think about college, right, the first thing I think of is writing a bunch of essays about racism, and I'm just like, why do I need to repeat myself 6 times on the same subject and trying to elongate it without repeating myself? Yeah, I don't want to do that. And also, because college, right? I felt like I was learning practically nothing. I can't handle being given assignments and then give myself a bunch of stress and do a bunch of essays and everything. I was already stressed out in high school, and I didn't want to stress myself out more in college, but I didn't handle the transition between high school and college that well, and just freaking hated it. I hated everything about it. I was learning nothing. I was just taking notes. I didn't think I was gonna learn anything. I was writing essays about racism, which, you know, is important that we, you know, discuss on why racism is bad for everyone in general, because it is. Should be common sense at this point, but people still don't know. It was just like, I didn't want to repeat myself, but I had no choice but to repeat myself, and I never really was taught on how to write a college essay before, because it was high school and they were more lenient to you back then. And college was like, nah, we expect you to write these college essays. And I'm like, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. So I think it was just bad timing. And you know, at that point, when I was doing college online, I did feel like I had no one to talk to and everything like that. It just felt like overwhelming. Closed off a bunch of my relationships then. It still kind of do now, but you know, like, people still want me to go to college and everything like that, but for me, I just don't want to, even though people say that college is good for you and everything like that, right? I already overthink about the littlest things. And if I overthink about college, then I just wouldn't feel great. I would end up hating it, and I just wouldn't have a great time at college because maybe the thing is, because I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it because people telling me this is a good idea to do it. So maybe that's why. I think I just don't like it when people tell me to do things I don't want to do, or like tell me to do it, and then my immediate response is, yeah, I'm not gonna do that, because like, you know, like, people are like, college is like good for you and everything like that, and then I hear and I look at research I research stuff like, is college good for you? 80% of the answer is no. It's just more student debt, more student loans, and, you know, not a lot of people get a job as soon as when they, like, graduate college and everything like that. And stuff like that, and I'm just like, great. Just great. So, yeah. I guess I just don't want to feel stressed out any more than I already am. I don't want to, even though people said, like, you're young, you should, you know, be young while you're still ahead or something along the lines of that. But I just been feeling miserable about me, and I have, like, a vague idea on how I should get my life back. And, you know, people say, oh, like, you know, like, then change something about yourself, change about your lifestyle, and change everything like that. But when I have other factors playing into my head, I'm like, nah, I ain't gonna do that. Or no, I'm not gonna be bothered to go exercise for about an hour because someone told me to do. I feel like I'm growing slower than everyone else I know. Like, people are already getting jobs. My sister has a job and is trying to get her driver's license. Failed the first time because she had too many checks on her test, I don't know. You know, like, people are in such a rush to, like, grow and be an adult and be their own person already. And, you know, for me, it was never like that. I feel like I had to be... It felt. I'm not saying it was. It felt in my brain, in my head at the time. It did feel like, oh, I have to grow up and be an adult now. I have to, you know, tackle all these, like, things that I needed to do. Or, like, you know, all these problems and everything like that. And, like, you know, like, being 18 is mentally hard, because, like, you don't, like, you made the decision of not pursuing an education, and everything just feels like it's crumbling down on you. People kind of don't like you when you say you're not in college or not getting a secondary education. A lot of job offerings say no when you're just a high school graduate and everything like that. At least for me, I think that's the case. I think it's because I'm not in college right now that some jobs, they deny me and everything like that. So yeah, it's just been mentally hard for me. It hasn't been great for me. You know, me going to college, I don't like the idea of, because, like, you know, it's college. It's overwhelming. It's not the best thing for me right now. You know. Yeah. I guess I just don't want to be overwhelmed. Like, in a way, I want to take it easy on me, my mental well-being, and everything like that. You know, I wouldn't say, maybe it is getting to the point where I hate every aspect about myself, or, like, sometimes there would be days where I don't like my family, or just, like, butting into my business, or, you know, my mom being like, oh, you should exercise, because it'll make you feel pretty, it'll make you look good, and you get to fit in all the dresses, and everything like that, and I'm like, no, I don't want to exercise for the sake of being pretty. In fact, I'm pretty sure I never really attracted anyone in high school, per se. Or, like, I mean, yeah, I had, like, crushes on guys and everything like that. But then after a while, I'm like, I don't think love is ever gonna come to me, because I have no idea what it's like to be in a romantic relationship and everything like that. Or, like, you know, finding the one. You know, and so I've been cooped up in my house for for way too long. And yeah, maybe I should be looking for a job right now. I should try to apply for Disneyland again. But, you know, it just feels like overwhelming, the fact that you're not in school. You have to find other ways to be productive, otherwise you're a lazy member to society or something like that. It just feels like overwhelming right now, and I still don't know how people make like money off of podcasting. I'm doing it for free. At least that's what I hope it is. And you know, like I barely made like $15. I'm gonna expose my Anchor job for a bit. I made like $15 on Anchor for the past almost already 2.5 years of me doing podcasting. I was able, before I took my break of podcasting, I was able to finally get $15 off of Anchor. That's just the cold hard reality of it. When I keep seeing like money making and everything like that, because I was at a point where I was so desperate to make money out of a job that I'd like, because you know, there would be days where I would search up through Indeed and be like, these jobs are so uninteresting for me. I'm not gonna like going to the job and everything like that. And I'm like, screw fast food. I don't want to work in the fast food industry because I feel like I would just hate it. I would hate it and then quit for like a day. I would do it for a day and then I would quit. I appreciate fast food workers because I don't want to eat anything in my house right now. But there would be days where I'm just like, nope, not for me. Fast food ain't for me. I don't care how much money you make in a week or every paycheck you get. No, thank you. I would be just so nerve-wracking and everything like that. I wouldn't even know how to handle like customers and everything like that. I'm like, I'm just here to be a customer and get my food. If I worked it, I would be so overwhelmed and my anxiety would just shoot up to the roof. Everything, and I don't think I would have a good time. So yeah, fast food industry, cut me out. But back to where I was saying with, you know, podcasting and everything like that, I keep seeing like research and reports and, you know, saying that, oh, like with podcasting you can make 10k a month with it and you'll be fine. I've been doing this for 2 years, barely got $15 this year. This year, by the way, not $15 a month, $15 now. And then I cashed it out because I was incredibly desperate for money. So, yeah. I don't know what the podcasting schedule is gonna be. It used to be every Wednesday, but, you know, life has just been so unmotivating and so not great for me that I just had to take a break from podcasting. I wasn't really motivated to say or to do anything. A lot of the news I get is just too toxic for me to, like, say my thoughts on it, or just things that I didn't really care for to talk about it. And, yeah, like, it's gotten to the point where I don't have plans for it at the moment. I think I'm just going by the wind and playing it by ear and just seeing how things are. It would be nice to have guests on the podcast, but, you know, at the same time, everyone is incredibly busy right now. And even if I do wonder to reach out over someone, I don't think they're willing to reach over someone like me who barely gets any like listeners at all. No one would want that. And at the same time though, like, it does feel like I'm like clouding myself and everything like that, because I don't want to be famous for that one time I talked with another famous person online, you know. And like, I know there's like successful podcasts out there, for example, like Trash Taste, The Yard, even Pod Meets World and everything like that. You know, they're successful because they're created by you know, influencers and celebrities. That's how they were able to get listens and make money off of it. I think, you know, it's when you're popular on YouTube, then you're like, oh, we should do a podcast and everything about it. It's never like, podcast, and you stick with it. And like, you know, like, I don't want to bother anyone into asking them, hey, you want to be a guest on my podcast? Like, let's talk about everything like that, right? It would be nice, but, you know, like, I'm too of a chicken to be asking people on whether or not they want to be on my podcast and talk about random shenanigans and everything like that. It would be nice, though, but I doubt myself too much to be like, no. You think I have the guts to ask people to be on my podcast and everything like that? Probably not. I asked like a famous YouTuber that I liked for a while, but then slowly I started to not watch their content for a while just because like infrequent uploading, and also I wasn't into the thing that they're into anymore and had different interests and other things and everything like that. It's been like, what, like 2 years already, and the only email I've gotten was, what's it called? Was, we'll get back to you when everything's like, okay. And I'm like, ooh. Ooh. And while I have been, you know, I have like done a bunch of things, such as, you know, like verbal and wisdom and everything like that, and podcasting apps that are there, and everything is just being slow. And I feel like when I'm on the wisdom app, it does feel like I don't feel great about anything. I get scared talking to people, and I just get sweaty and nerve-wracking, and I'm just like, no thanks. Yeah, and I've just been tired. Maybe I think my sleep schedule is like messed up at this point. Have to deal with my sister, nothing new. Have to deal with the fact that I'm unemployed, nothing new. Have to deal with the fact that my social anxiety just really overwhelms me. Sometimes I just think of things that I'm like, I want to do it, but I have to anyway. Yeah, that's really what I've been up to for a while. A lot of negative stuff, I know, but you know, there were positives that came out of this, I think. I've been getting into rhythm games lately. You might have seen it around on social media, and if you don't, that means you're not the demographic for this game, but I'll probably do a dedicated episode on it sooner or later. But it's it's Colorful Stage, featuring Hatsune Miku, I think. It's Colorful Stage featuring Hatsune Miku, or the JP title is Project Sekai featuring Hatsune Miku. No, Project Sekai Colorful Stage featuring Hatsune Miku. It's a Hatsune Miku rhythm game, okay? And I think one of the reasons why I liked it a lot and why I haven't deleted it yet over like 8 months. 8 months. Oh my goodness, the game is like 8 months old. What the heck? So there's a reason why I haven't deleted it yet. Unlike other games, right, that I would install and then delete anyway, I have fun grinding on that game. I have so much fun playing that game. I love the music in the game, majority of it anyway. There are some songs that I am just like, nope, because the charts are just not my favorite, or I just have bad memories of playing charts and everything like that, or any single Cosmo P Sun songs. Their songs I love, but the charts are torture. I'm sorry. There would be a point where I would have to, where I would play a Cosmo P song, Cosmo P's songs, right? And my fingers feel like they're on the first stage of carpal tunnel. And if you don't know who that is, it is they are a Vocaloid producer who posts music on YouTube, and they use Hatsune Miku, which I found out while playing this game is a freaking AI or software. I mean, again, we'll get into it when I, you know, make a whole episode based on it. But yeah, just to know that they are a Vocaloid producer that uses Hatsune Miku and is known for very, very, very fast songs and fast lyrics and everything like that. Like, everything, the BPM is just very fast and everything like that. And, the charts, they make it so hard, man. The game developers, man, they just like to torture us with that, with those types of songs. But yeah, I'll get into Project Sekai. That's what I'm gonna be calling it. It's also known as Colorful Stage. But I'll talk about it. Why I'm into the game and everything like that, and why I haven't downloaded it. I haven't deleted it since launch. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's more of a catch-up, recap, whatever you want to call it, an update, if you will, because it has been forever. I know it has been forever. Don't remind me. I'm at a point where I feel like I'm hitting rock bottom with my life, and the only one way to help me feel sane is if I talk on the podcast and tire out my voice in the process. But if you enjoyed this episode, please give this a following, a subscription, wherever you get your podcast at. If you listen to it, I get money out of it, so that's a good thing for me. Just a little bit, only 1 cent a week. But yeah, if you want to support me financially or just help me get myself back in order, it would be nice to have some money right now. I don't want to ask for money because I know people are unable to financially do so, or they want to save their money or something else. I get that, but I kind of need it right now. But you know, it's not mandatory. You don't have to do anything, but it's a very appreciated, and I do appreciate that. If you want to do all those things and you want to help me out financially, I have a merch store that you can, you know, go to and everything like that. You know, I have clothes, I have shirts, I have hoodies and all that fun stuff like that. So, you know, if you want those things, link is down below. I have a donation link at the bottom of every episode's description, so no matter what episode you click on, there would be a donation link where you can donate me $1, $5, or $10 a month, or you can just do a one-time payment. That is also totally okay on everything like that. But like I said before, not everyone can do that. No one has the financial means to do that. People are going to college. People are, you know, and are probably paying rent. People are probably saving their money. People probably don't want to give some money to me. They don't want to spend any money on me. And I get that, because people want to do bigger and better things, and supporting a podcast is probably not one of their priorities, which I get it. So with that being said though, if you want to financially support me for free by doing absolutely nothing, maybe sacrificing your iPhone or phone storage, sacrificing your storage because these episodes are you can just listen to my episodes back to back, listen through the Anchor ad, listen to the whole thing, use it as white noise, whatever the case may be. And I get money from people listening to my stuff. I think what's shocking is that the Twisted Wonderland episode is the most popular episode I ever had in my life. Like, I never really thought that 200, over 200 listens with me on that episode. And I'm like, this was done like 2 years ago. How are people still liking this episode? What the heck? It's crazy. It's crazy to think about that Twisted Wonderland, that episode specifically. I'm just like, dude, what the heck? Why? It just kept blowing up. Thank you for over 200 listens on Twisted Wonderland, even though the game is kind of slow, in my opinion. I don't know. I'm just tired of grinding on that game and probably don't want to give all my money to it. So, yeah, I'm going to stop talking now because my voice is tired. With that being said, I will holla at you guys later and stay safe.